Now, we're not just thinking about this as an interesting idea. We're allowing ourselves actually to experience it. To experience unconditional support and holding. So that we can really come to rest and relax there. Then you do a funny little trick. When you've got that sense, the third stage is you think, now my mind is going to fall into my body and be held and supported by my body in exactly the same way as the ground supports the body. So this is the full process of grounding. We experience the ground, we experience the physical sensation of the body, and then the mind falls into the body and is held. So we allow ourselves to experience the sense that the grounding, the support that we need is here. Everything we need is here. Okay, you're clear about that? Then we have the basis for coming to rest. It's like you went to bed at night, got a nice comfortable bed, nice mattress, you lie down, got a good pillow that supports your creaky neck, and you don't need to do any more. You are now at rest. You can go to sleep. But of course, in our mindfulness training, the goal is not to go to sleep. It's to remain awake and remain present, but just as much at rest as when you go to bed at night to sleep. So, the third stage in our training is resting. We rest. That means, what is the essential ingredient of resting?
Let go.
Huh?
Let go.
Let go of what?
Doing anything.
Exactly so. You let go of any idea of having to do anything. There is nothing left to do. How does your mind feel when you do that? Exactly. This creates a problem for the mind. Have you noticed? Why?
It's out of its normal habit.
It's out of its normal habit, which is? We have a very, very, very powerful habit pattern of always thinking we have to be doing. Yes? And except for when you go to sleep at night, the mind can't accept the prospect of giving up doing. And that is why we look at the mind that goes to bed at night. What is your state of mind when you go to bed, assuming you don't have insomnia?
That it's time to start doing it.
That it's time. I'm now allowed. Do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Now's the time when I can heave that great sigh, relax, and stop doing. Isn't that interesting? How many of you fell asleep last night? We should all put your hands up. So you actually did it, didn't you? You actually let go and stopped doing. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, conclusion, you know how to do it. You do. So therefore, you know how to do the most essential ingredient of your mindfulness training, which is resting. One of the first lamas who gave us instruction in mindfulness training said, it is 15% concentration, 85% resting. Does that add up to 100? It does. So this resting is the key. What prevents us coming to rest?
The thing that we feel that we still need to do.
Yeah. This feeling of still having to do something. This belief that we still have to do something. And this is why we need so much training. Because that belief will constantly come to the surface and push us back into doing something. And what is the only something we can do if we're sitting?
Thinking.
No, but if it makes sense, but for you to get into that mindset, you have to have some form of trust in terms of saying, if I'm going to leave these things alone, they will resolve themselves in the natural course. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, very important. Does that not also apply to going to sleep at night? How do you do it? How do you do it at night?
Close your eyes.
A bit more than that, isn't there? Isn't there a natural sense of that's enough for now?
It also helps that you know that everyone else sort of is listening.
But you know, your point is a good one. Because the mind is full of these tricks, isn't it? And we need to outwit the mind. And the way we do it is by using existing reference points so that we understand we already know how to do it. This is why I've given you two natural reference points. One is this one of I know how to come to rest. What is the other one that I taught you yesterday?
The letting, breathing.
Yes.
Letting thoughts.
The letting go, huh?
Yeah, the letting go.
That is why when we do the grounding, after doing the counting and the regulated breath, the third stage of grounding is to focus on the out breath. Yes? You remember that? And then what did I say? See if the mind can learn from the body. The body knows how to let go. And interestingly enough, there is a psychological component in that letting go. The mind, the body, knows it's okay and it's safe to release the breath. I mean, it sounds ridiculous to say this, doesn't it? But that's why it can do it. It's also, of course, physiologically natural. But sometimes even that gets interrupted. Have you ever found yourself unwittingly holding your breath? I'm told that some people even die because they don't let themselves breathe out. But it's a rare phenomenon. We know how to breathe out.
There's great trust within the breathe in again.
Yes. And there's great trust that if we breathe out, the world won't come to an end. So allow yourself to learn from these existing skills you already have. You know how to breathe out. And really observe that. How the body effortlessly releases breath.